A landmark ruling has delivered a big slap in the face to the Dutch government's climate change policy. A court in The Hague has ordered the government to cut greenhouse gas emissions by at least a quarter within 5 years. To cheers and applause from climate campaigners in the court, three judges ruled that official plans to cut emissions by a maximum of 17% compared to 1990 levels were illegal. Marianne Min-Esma is director of Urgenda, that's the Dutch campaign group which organised the action.
We are amongst the 10 countries with the highest CO2 levels per head of our country. So we are really a bad boy, but we are a small country. And it's quite easy to do what we demand because all countries around the Netherlands, like Germany, but also Denmark and England, are doing much more than we do. And they do what they have promised under the climate treaty. We are one of the few that does not do enough.
Well, there are other similar court cases pending in Belgium and the Philippines too. Sandra Bernick is an expert on climate change at the British environmental think tank, the New Economics Foundation. She gave me her reaction to the judgment.
This has been a big surprise, even for people who are closely engaged with this. No one really thought that they were going to take such a strong stand on what the government is currently doing. It's quite remarkable for a court, but I think overall, it's very positive.
And there are other cases, aren't there, similar cases around the world going on right now. How significant do you think this one will be for them?
I think it's definitely going to be very significant for neighbouring Belgium because the case in Belgium has been very much inspired by the case that Urgenda has made in the Netherlands. But also, less frequently mentioned, there are a few in the US as well, and they're more focused on the state level because a national level approach has not worked out.
I suppose the real question about this judgment in the Netherlands is whether it will actually hold, whether it is enforceable. There are question marks over that, aren't there?
What the Dutch government so far has been aiming for was 14 to 70% reduction on emissions. Now they're being asked to do 25, and we're looking at something that has to happen in just 5 years' time. Putting this into action politically can be quite a challenge, and we don't actually know what the court then could do to really enforce it if they fail with this target.
Because the Netherlands does lag behind some of its other European neighbours in the use of renewable energies particularly, doesn't it? The Netherlands is quite reliant on coal and gas.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, coal and gas are still very much a problem throughout Europe. We've seen Germany at unprecedented levels of coal now. That's really a larger problem. And I think what needs to happen at the level of politicians as well is to understand that the costs of wind and solar are lower now. If you look at total costs, if you take into account what the externality actually is on public health, on the climate, but also other environmental factors.
I read that some people are saying this is going to lead to the start of a wave of climate litigation. Do you think this kind of legal action is going to force governments in many other places to act quicker?
The way I like to see it is in addition to the global level negotiations that are going to go on that I think are still the paramount, really, what we should be focusing on, because it's essentially a global action problem, and a global action problem cannot be solved by just one country doing something, but it's more important that, you know, countries come together and find a solution. Now, whether you can use the courts actually as a mechanism to do so is going to depend, I think, on three things. How strong is your civil society? Can it organise in this way? How is the court system? Is it actually independent? And then also, how long are these things going to take?
Because there are going to be plenty of people who say court judgments like these are not democratic. We elect politicians to make decisions like these on our behalf, not a few hundred green campaigners who get a class action lawsuit together and put it before a court.
Exactly. That's, you know, essentially politicians are accountable to the voters for the pledges they've made at elections.
That's so is there a sense in which a judgment like this is undemocratic?
I wouldn't strictly call it undemocratic because it relies on things that have been put in place, such as human rights law, that have been put in place through the governments and through their mandate, and they're just trying to enforce that.
So this judgment is going to turn out to be a significant one, do you feel?
I certainly think so, and I think it comes at a good time, roughly 6 months before the negotiations in Paris. And it's just another signal to citizens, governments and businesses that something really needs to be done, and it needs to be done now.
That was Sandra Bernick at the New Economics Foundation here in London.